Hi, my name is Professor McBall Lover.
It's not.
Yes, I wanted to give you some great information that you may not know that will teach you how to take care of those balls. Yes, and for girls who may not have balls, but may love people who do have balls. This is also for you. So there is a place, I don't know if you've heard about it, but I'm going to explain it to you, called Ballsy. Ballsy.com, that is. They have amazing products that you can use, like ball wash and nut cologne. So amazing.
Okay.
And if you want to find out more about Ballsy, and also get 15% off, because it's nothing fancier than a guy that has nut cologne. Come on now. I'm a professor. Trust me, I would know. So make sure you go to millennials.us so that you can get the code and you can use it when you're ordering your stuff for your balls or some balls you might love. Okay? So that's ball math. You can get 15% off. So use ball maps when you shop. Yes.
You bet.
Go right now.
Millennial.
You
what?
Pray or trust.
You are watching us from the last four minutes.
Millennial what? My name is Lisa and I'm a fucking millennial.
I did not.
Because of Pharrell, we made it out some shit.
Pharrell.
Yeah, you know we run the world, right?
Saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas.
I just want y'all to know that.
Just say it.
That don't even sound right. That don't even sound like me. Mm-mm.
You are fake news.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guests' own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Yes, it is your girl, Lee Swinney, and I am a fucking millennial. And we gonna get this party started so right, because it's been a minute. I know you're like, I forgot what you sound like. Mm-hmm. I know you did. I know you didn't forgot. But I am back. And you got me. You and I, T1. You got me. Baby, you got me. Baby, don't worry about... Let me stop. Because you know I can't sing. But I love music. But I can't sing for shit. I can't. I'm about to sing... No, I was going to say Nas. Listen to me. Mace, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And I just... A new country? Well, not new. I mean, I've popped up on their list before, but it just popped up out of the blue. Because most of my listeners are in the United States, but Germany, like, I made their top 200 just randomly, and I didn't haven't even had, you know, I was like, oh, okay. Shout out to y'all. So everybody in Germany listening, shout out to y'all. Okay. Hey, appreciate y'all. Okay. Welcome. Come on in. To Millennials Anonymous, have a seat. The meeting has adjourned. Well, not adjourned. That means it's ended. Fuck it. I don't know. I went to a public school. Welcome in. Okay. Welcome. Okay. Welcome. Thank you for listening. You guys have gotten some re-aired content, which one of the episodes I actually took down because the audio wasn't great, but I re-aired it because I had a really good time talking to him, so shout out to him as well. And of course, I re-aired because it's one of my favorite interviews that I've done. Like, she was just so awesome. Like, I really had a really good time talking to her. So that's why I re-aired them, because I've been busy. So I've been trying to figure out how to adjust my schedule in a way that everything works and fits. But because it was the first 2 weeks, like, I'm starting this new position, I am working as a producer full time for another company, and it's been a little bit of an adjustment, because, you know, coming from the podcast world, coming from radio, there's a little bit more, especially on the host side, and even I guess the producing side, unless you're running the board in the radio station, you can really do it virtually, right? And so it's a lot different. Television land
is different than Audio Land. I like Audio Land because Audio Land is a lot, you have a lot less error. Yeah! Television Land comes with audio and visual. So you still have to make sure your audio is right. And you have to make sure your visual is right. So television in the audio world, totally different. But I've been doing that. I work more than 8 hours a day now. And I commute over an hour. Traffic has been a bitch, okay? The commute has been a bitch because I'm in Maryland and I am convinced that Maryland drivers are the worst fucking drivers in the world. I am convinced. I've never been over there driving, but I've seen overseas where it's a lot of them countries just like every man for himself is like, fuck it. Like goats and elephants and lions in the street. Like, it's just like, fuck it. You know, cows and shit. But I feel like we up there with that. We up there with that. They don't even do traffic signals and rules. We up there with that. Because, like, I don't know. Y'all don't know how to merge. Like, nobody know how to merge. And then yield mean drive real fast. Like, I don't know if y'all know that in Maryland. That's not what the fuck that mean. I don't know what they taught y'all on y'all driving test, but that ain't it. And then I want to speak to every white man that live in an affluent, every white man that lives in a middle class neighborhood. Y'all don't need to drive Ford trucks. Like Expeditions and Explorers, y'all be coming up there, y'all be wearing them glasses with the tents. You look like an op, okay, Billy? The reason why we slowing down is because you look like a goddamn op. You need to get a different car, Billy. There's a lot of cars out there. Get you a Range Rover. You can get you a Mercedes truck, goddammit. I don't know if Hyundai, if they got a truck, get that. Because I'm tired of slamming on my brakes because I think you a goddamn cop. And all of them got them. I don't know if y'all just got together, white men, and said, we gonna all go and get some Dockers and some polo shirts and a goddamn Ford Expedition. Like, I don't know if y'all had a meeting of the white man coalition, association, mediation group of whiteness, but I need y'all to stop that because y'all look like ops. Everybody's slowing down because you driving up on me and you look like a goddamn cop. Like, it just do. And the amount of just plain, I don't got time for this shit today. As a black person, it's a lot. Okay, you slowing down traffic, Billy, because everybody's stopping. Because we think you trying to get us. Okay, that's what that is. But we need you to chill on that. Just somebody send that message out to the White Man Association Coalition so they know on their next meeting. And tell them also to get rid of the MAGA because that shit got to go also, okay? You tell them that too. Anyway, and D is going to come at some point and be amongst. And we're going to give that man a mic and we're going to talk and we're going to do. Because we're going to talk about politics because his election is next month. It's not, well, fuck it. It's not even a month. I didn't do math. It's not mathematical now. We got calculators. Fuck it. Don't judge me. But it's less than a month away. The Democrats hold on to a narrow majority in the Senate. They held the House, but now it's a little up in the air whether or not they will be able to do that. So we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the goddamn election or what's happening with that. Gotta talk about Kanye White because is a lot going on with Kanye. I know people been calling him Kanye and KK Kanye and all of that stuff. I just call him Kanye White, okay? It's the most respectful way to say, what the fuck is you doing? Like, that's the most respectful way that I can show my disdain for what he has said but not completely throw him off the deep end, because honestly he does suffer from mental illness. Like, it's not even a question of, like, he clearly suffers from mental illness. Now, that doesn't mean that he has the right to traumatize and hurt others, because he does suffer from mental illness, which I think is portion of, I don't think he gets that part, but it's a lot of things that are going on with Kanye. Kanye's just one of them people that he does this all the time, and I think some of it is about attention. Like, he wants attention. Anytime Kanye is ramping up to do something, like he is now, he always, this seems to follow him, and I'm starting to notice that. Like, I know a lot of people get outraged by him and the things that he says, but if you watch the bouncing ball, I guess today, I guess, is the show about balls. If you watch the bouncing ball, it seems like every time he got some shit about to happen or drop or clothing line coming out, shoes coming out, an album, a school, like every time it's something happening, he pops up out of nowhere and he goes, I'm gonna say some shit today. Like, him and Elon Musk, I don't know if they call each other and be like, you know what we gonna do? We gonna really fuck them up today. You know what? I'm gonna say this shit about Black Lives Matter. I need you to say that shit about Ukraine. Okay, we gonna do it. We gonna fuck them up today. Like, I feel like that's what they do together. They get together in a little huddle of just craziness and just pure outrage and stupidity, and then they come out with a tweet, and then they just throw it out there in the world. Like, they don't even look at it. I feel like they put it out there and then they just walk away, because there's no way that the two of them look at what they posted and think it makes sense. You know, does that make sense? Does it? Because it's not making sense for me. I mean, it is, but it's not. It's whatever. It's whatever at this point. But we're going to talk about Kanye and what I all think about Kanye and what's all going down with him and all of the things that's going on with the politics and the politicals. I'm not talking about the Nicki Minaj thing, because first of all, I don't really know. I haven't been following it enough to know exactly what's going on with Nicki Minaj. And it, again, Nicki Minaj is one of them people that she's super talented, one of the best female rappers ever, and she just knows how to get under people's skin. Like, she's one of them people that always has some issues with people. Like, it's always some drama. Somebody always is after her or trying to get her mad. Like, when you have, and you walk in a room, and every time you go in a room, somebody got a problem with you, it's not them, it's you. Like, sometimes you do have to have that conversation with yourself. Like, what the fuck going on? Like, is it me? Is it me? Like, you ever walked in a room, you smell something, and it just kept following, like, and you just, is that me? Like, you do need to figure that out. Like, if sometimes the funk is you, and it's okay. Like, you just have to acknowledge that and move the fuck on. And I feel like that's a little bit what's going on with that. But like I said, I can't speak on it 100% because I've not followed it enough to speak on it. But from what I've gathered, it seems like a lot of the shit that has gone down with her, Nicki Minaj not adding other female rappers onto the song and stuff like that, it seems like it's a lot of personal issues that are being displayed outwardly, but not necessarily having anything to do with these other people. And I'm so tired of y'all bringing Cardi B into Nicki Minaj. It's just a lot. Like, every time you talk about Nicki Minaj, you do not have to talk about Cardi B and vice versa. Like, they are two different people. Everything they do is not intertwined. I'm pro to God they're not talking about each other every day, all day. I feel like a lot of that's us as the fans is doing that, as opposed to them actually doing that. Plus, Nicki Minaj is just like, isn't she like 40? So I was like, once you get to a certain age group, it's like, I don't have time for this shit. Like, I feel like she's there. So that's why I don't know if all of this is her as much as it's the people around her. That's just what I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. All right. So, yeah, like I said, D is here. I'm just gonna talk. Hopefully he won't be tired like he normally is, and he will give some more enthusiasm as opposed to the bullshit that I usually get. No, okay. We don't need the extra. Just be normal, like a normal person. Okay. So, since that is it, I guess let's get these millennial minutes so that we can talk about politics. And we always put the lime in the coconut. I always say put the politics in the whatever. I forgot how I was saying it. But whatever, you get the point. Let's get to these millennial minutes. So let's talk about it. So the first things first, obey your thirst, drink Sprite. The election is coming up. I started talking about this in the open a little bit. It's less than a month out. Things are not looking as bad. Because of Roe versus Wade and the January 6th committee hearing, which, okay, let's start there. Donald Trump and the January 6th committee, basically, they voted to subpoena him, to have him come to actually testify. Whether or not this is something we will actually see, I don't know, because you can't just ignore a subpoena. But then again, I don't know, maybe you don't. Do you have the answer to this question? Because they're not technically like a court, though. Like, it's more like a committee. So does he really have to come?
Yes, he have to come, because he don't. Yes, he can send law enforcement and bring him there. So yeah, he would have come. Like how they did with Mark Zuckerberg, how he got subpoenaed. So yeah, he actually do have to be there.
Oh, because I thought it was because it's not a court, but I didn't know whether or not he actually had to be there. But honestly, I think that with Trump, I feel like he's going to find a way not to be there. Like, he really will find a way. Like, he's going to get around this. He's been getting around this. And Jenny Thomas, which is Clarence Thomas's wife, she did sit before the committee hearing in a closed door session. We are not going to get to hear that, because they said they came up with an agreement that we wouldn't actually hear any of her testimony. So I don't know what is the point of talking to her then? And she claims she doesn't talk to her husband about her, because she helped plan some of this shit for the January 6th committee. She was calling people after the election. She was calling the White House. And she claims she's never talked about this shit to her husband, which I know is false. Because as a spouse, you tell your spouse shit. You mean to tell me y'all eat dinner together? Y'all sleep in the same bed together? Y'all travel together? You mean to tell me you ain't tell him, like, you know what, honey, I'm trying to overthrow the government? Like, you've never had that conversation with your spouse? Isn't your spouse the first person you gonna tell if you gonna overthrow the government?
I mean, it depends on how their relationship is. I don't know. It could be on some rocky stuff. Like, I don't really talk to you.
But remember, he had sexually harassed Anita Hill, I think that's her name. And remember, she had to sit for all that testimony. People was going after her. And her wife, his wife, like, harassed her for like a whole year after that shit. You can't tell me that she's not involved in telling him what the fuck is going on. Like, he's a fucking lawyer. He's a lawyer, which turned into a judge. You mean to tell me she's never asked him for legal advice?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why it probably was a closed session where nobody in here. I mean, shoot, anybody in my family, I get in trouble and they a lawyer, oh, they gonna be for sure on call no up. Especially husband, boyfriend. I'm calling them right up and like, hey, what do you want me to say?
But that's what I'm saying. So it's bullshit. If you're telling me you've never told him that. When he got nominated by Herbert, he took over third, which is crazy that you have Clarence Thomas, who doesn't stand for anything really for the civil rights movement at all, actually took over Thurgood Marshall's seat. Didn't he? Didn't he take his seat?
Fit inside his party and stuff like that. I mean, you gotta think, he was picked by Bush. So, I mean, if I'm going to pick somebody, you know how the pods here, they pick somebody that gonna go for you.
True, but, I mean, come on now. But it's just amazing, the guy was a part of the civil rights movement. He's iconic. He's a black historical figure, and then you have another person who comes in, and then he's just like a white nationalist, basically. He's a black white nationalist. There you go. Which is what? No, seriously. He was in a group in college that's what it was called. I'm not kidding you. He's a black white nationalist. He's a black nationalist. There you go. And it's, he believes in a lot of that shit. So that he actually is putting out, he actually believes that shit. So it's not even just him saying it to say it to get in, you know, the good graces. He actually believes some of that shit. Now let's talk about the election a little bit. Let's talk about whether or not you think that the Democrats can pull this shit off. Like, things have gotten better for the Democrats. Like, it's not looking as bleak for the Democrats because of Roe versus Wade. You know, the Supreme Court really showing their legitimacy. They have their legitimacy problems out loud with Roe versus Wade and going after gay rights and all of the things that they've been doing for, you know, against black people and black rights or civil rights and voting rights. Like, all of these things that they've been doing. And now a lot of people are looking at this saying, I don't like, because even Republicans, they are, you know, pro have 50,000 children if you're married. They are pro fetus, but it seems like anti-baby, which is weird. It's very strange because I'm like, the fetus is going to turn into a baby. But they don't give a fuck about that. And then the weird part is that a lot of Republicans don't agree that you should have somebody tell you whether or not you can have abortions, because a lot of these rich white men be getting abortions left and right for their mistresses. Look, for example, he's not white, but let's look at Herschel Walker. So there was a debate that came up, which is funny because in the debate, they actually went after Warnock's divorce. They did not really bring up Herschel Walker's divorce and the fact that he pulled a gun out on a woman and he's being alleged to have domestically abused her. Like, they didn't bring any of that shit up. It was basically them talking about Warnock because Warnock went through a very messy divorce. His wife says he wasn't spending time with the children, so he would get the children during his week and then he would pay for a babysitter and then he would have to go out of town. And so she said that was a problem. He's not paying enough child support. Like, it was it's a whole thing. But he's never assaulted her. She didn't say he beat her. She didn't say he cheated on her, as far as I know. So I don't know why they kept going after him so heavy. I was looking at an article that was written by a black man, and he was saying that black men are more likely to vote Republican, and that the Republican Party now has a bigger, although Democrats still have a strong hold on black voters, there has been some movement with black people moving from the Democratic side to the Republican side. Now listen, you do you, boo-boo. I've always said this. You have to vote in your best interest. If that is Democrat, vote Democrat. If it's Republican, vote Republican. But what we've got to stop doing is voting for people and not policies. We have to start voting for policies. If the policy makes sense for you and your family, then vote for that candidate. Right now, we vote for people. How does this person make me feel? Oh, she looked like my cousin, or oh, he hates black people. Like, that's kind of how we're voting now, and we can't do that in America. Like, it just cannot be that way. Like, we've got to get out of that vein of that's how we vote, because it's not making sense to vote that way, because you literally hurt yourself. But when we're talking about black men voting, and just in general, because I think I've been reading a lot of articles about black men in general, like black men kind of being disenfranchised because black women are starting to out earn black men. Black women are going to college. When you look at a lot of the top college graduates, and you know, we're talking about the cum laudes and the magna cum laude, they're women. Women, black women in particular, are outpacing black men. And so black men, also when it comes to the dating apps, they're saying that men aren't having sex anymore because now the men that are on these dating apps are competing, because people don't just walk up to motherfuckers no more and just say, hey, let's go on a date. Like, everything is done online. So now you have these men that are competing against these other men who are very wealthy, and despite what a lot of women say, they tend to go for the providers. And so the providers are the really attractive men. And so then you have all these women on these apps that are going for these two, three, four guys. And then you have all these other guys that aren't getting any dates. They're not having sex anymore. They're not getting married. They're not in relationships anymore. And so you're starting to see this impact Black men. Not to mention the fact that we're also seeing that men, young men and boys aren't working anymore. So they don't work out of college. They don't work when they're in high school. They don't work. So then you have this huge gap of men that don't have any skills by they get in their mid-20s. And then you have a lot of disenfranchised men. Where do they go? They go to a party of people that are going to speak to their issues. What is that? Going back to traditional values. Instead of working with women, you want to get rid of the women and get rid of the people that you think are taken from you. Who, of course, Black men are going to identify with that more so than Black women. And that is why I think the Republicans have been able to try to like pull some of the Black men in. Look at Kanye. That's where that comes from. I want to feel like I'm going to go back to a time where it makes sense for me. Although, even in the time that they trying to make America great, you didn't fit in that America. But to you, just to be the lead of any segment of society, because even amongst in segregation, who was the top in the Black community? They were men. The men were the top earners. The men were the leaders. And now that's not the case. So a lot of Black men feel like they're competing with Black women. And so now there's this aggression towards Black women. So that's where it's all coming from. And so they might bounce. Like, if you feel like this one side is just pro women and they're like, you know, fuck you and fuck the men and fuck it. Of course you're going to jump ship. They ain't gonna do for you. If you really look at their policies, they're not doing for you what you think it's gonna do for you, to me, in my opinion. But you may feel that way because Republicans talk in talking points. Democrats talk in policy. So it's more convoluted. It's harder to follow. It's like, okay, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Whereas Republicans is just, okay, they got phrases. They got catchphrases. Like, oh, okay, that makes sense to me. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Warnock and Herschel Walker. Okay. I don't know what the fuck going on with Herschel. It's because a lot of people be making fun of him, but I was like, I really think he need to go get checked out. Like, it's not even fun. Sir. You ran a whole campaign on anti-abortion, knowing that you got a history of getting and paying for abortions from your own baby mother. Like, she has received. Make it make sense to me, because you can't even deny it and say that this is some random woman. Like, this is your baby. This is your baby mother. Like, she has connections to you, not to mention you already was hiding the kids. You anti-abortion, but you pro don't see your kids. You pro absentee dadism. Like, that's okay. Like, fine. Absentee dads all day. On deck. I guess he say that's the best kind of abortion, just abandonment. I don't know. Okay, Herschel, like, what's going on, boo? But when you see in the polls, Herschel is, they like neck and neck. How is that possible? And he also has like a personality disorder, which he says he's not taking medicine for anymore because he's cured. He doesn't need to do that. And he talked to his pastor and he's done with it. He said he's done with it. Do you think that that resonates? Because he was getting a lot of claps at that debate in Georgia. Do you think that him being someone who says that, even though he went to college. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he finished, but I know he went. Somebody who could say, I'm not as smart as him. And he's that educated man. Do you think that's why Warnock, because they spent a lot of money in Georgia, is that why Warnock is neck and neck with Herschel Walker, given the fact that he's uneducated, uninformed, just a bad candidate? He has domestic abuse issues in his past. Like, everything about him is just bad. Like, he's just a bad candidate. But yet he's still neck and neck. I think it's white people don't like nothing more than saying a former slave. That's just me. But do you think he is able to recognize and people can identify themselves within Herschel Walker?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, aside he was a famous football player, but it seems like famous people all the time can collect somewhat with the average person, like Donald Trump. You think about it. You know, sometimes like the work, you know, working class people sometimes feel like they left behind. Sometimes, you know, you feel like you might made too much to get some of the benefits as lower class people, and then you don't make enough as upper class. And then you got all these people saying, oh, I went to school, I got a degree, I'm better than you type of stuff. Attitude, and you just feel left out, you know what I mean? So, and sometimes you just say the right words where you can hit a party, you know what I mean?
Well, he pulled out a prop. Like, he had props, and that's against the rules. Like, she had to keep telling him, you put that away. Like, he pulled out a badge. I don't know if it was Paw Patrol. I don't know if it was a RoboCop badge. But it's a lot of problems that I have with Herschel Walker. And Warnock is a better candidate. Like, it's not even close. But I think because you have two black men kind of have this connection with Herschel. I think it's because Herschel was black. So sometimes when you're looking at it, it's like, he's black and he's black. And, you know, because Herschel talks to a segment of society that sometimes I feel like the Democrats don't talk to. Right? Like, they don't talk to the working class, you know, high school graduate. They don't talk to them the way they talk to college graduates or college educated people. The Democratic base is more the person that went to college, you know, has a certain type of job. Like, they tend to talk to them. And I think that's how the Democrats got, because the Democrats used to be the working party, the working class people party. So that's why I'm like, I don't know how it got there, or at least the idea, because really the Democratic policies are for the working class. So that's funny that there's a disconnect in between what people think the Democratic Party is. Because when you go back and look at their policies, a lot of their policies help the working class or lower income folks, or feel like it looks that way on paper or on ads. But I feel like the Republicans talk to them. Like, you hear Herschel Walker like, yo, I'm not small like him.
It's a way how sometimes you can have money, but you can still feel like you're a part. And like, when you look at him, he don't act like he, at least what we see, don't, he don't seem like he act like he better than you. Like, say, oh, I did this and that type of stuff. He just seemed like a disgruntled guy.
Raphael Warnock is a better candidate. He just is. But I don't know if he can speak to the same people. I mean, he is a pastor, and people in Georgia love a pastor. Supposedly, you know, during the debate, Herschel Walker pulled up the fact that there must have been some tenants in a church, and Raphael Warnock was evicting them, which Raphael Warnock denied. But I just feel like with a lot of the black men in the Democratic base, they feel like they're not included. Because women, and the sad part is that it's always this us against them mentality. This segment of black men that just feel left out. And so I think that when you have people like Herschel Walker talking about like, yeah, they not talking to you and I'm talking to you, even though not one policy actually benefits these people, black, poor, or lower income men. It doesn't, the policies that he agrees with don't benefit them. But I think him just mentioning how the world, like, look at people like him and they're trying to keep you down, and sometimes people need somebody to blame. And if you can give them somebody to blame, they're gonna blame them. They're going to show you this is the problem. And then a lot of Republicans have been able to do this nuclear family bullshit, like going back to old values where men controlled everything. And so if you have men that feel like they don't fit in the world, and they're bringing this anger out on women because women are now just succeeding at a higher rate, they're going to blame women for their failures instead of looking at, okay, let's see what's wrong. And I think that people like Herschel Walker and Donald Trump and all these people speak to them. And I think that's a scary place to be. It's a scary place for a lot of people to be, but I don't think the Democrats, even though Democrats used to be the working class party, I don't think they speak to them anymore. I feel like Paw Patrol just makes more sense to them. Like, you see he pulling out badges, he got phrases. Democrats are talking policy, Republicans are talking in catchphrases. What's easier to follow? I can follow, you love guns. Like, I love guns, you love guns, we love guns. Okay, like that, I can follow that.
Sound like you're trying to call them like they slow or something. Well, I mean, that's what I just got from it. Like,
I feel like Herschel Walker is a little slow.
But you talking about the people that he's importing. You trying to say like they...
I'm not saying that they're slow. What I'm saying is it's easier to follow a phrase than it is to follow policy. Because Democrats do that, even with the Democratic base. And this is why the Democrats don't win, because they talk in policy. It is very hard for you to sit there and try to explain to me a policy when the Republicans are saying, make America great again. Okay, how? Why? When are we? What year are we talking about? How are we going to make it great again? Who is excluded from the, like, they just make America great. Like, yeah, we make America great. Who is going to say, let's not do that? Whereas Democrats are like, yeah, so we're going to be over here and we're going to try to get down climate change. And we are going to make sure that the banks are being held accountable. And it's a lot harder to follow. It's not sexy. It's not fun. Make America great is so goddamn vague. Could be anything.
Let's just keep it simple then. For the American people.
You know, I don't disagree with that.
Like, you know how, like, in school, you read a whole book, but you can, sometimes reading the whole book, you can break it down in a paragraph. Why not just keep it down to a paragraph and try and read a whole book to me?
I don't disagree with that. But I feel like Democrats don't do that. And so Republicans have an easier time because policy is not easy to explain. It's convoluted. It's hard to explain. Even a person who's a college educated graduate may not always understand the ins and outs of policy. And that's how Democrats sell what, and I think that's how you should sell what you are. But if you run it against somebody that's just like, we want the family back, they trying to take that from you. Like, that's easier to follow than the Democrats. It's like, whoa. Plus the Democrats have a higher, wider base. They gotta appeal to black people and women in the LGBTQ plus community and the Latin community. And they have a bigger base. Republicans just need to appeal to white men and everybody else is just gonna follow behind the white men, including white women, black men. It's just how it is in the Republican Party. It's easier to narrow it down, to come up with, all right, here's what we going with. That's easy.
I think most people want their power to, like, a neighbor, or, you know, like a guy that I could actually have a drink with, than somebody in a suit that think they smarter than me. You know what I mean?
Herschel Walker got a suit. The fuck?
I mean, not a suit, but, you know, like, I mean, like, you know, I can just, you know, pop open a beer and we can just talk about, you know, anything. Then, you know, somebody that saying I want to harbor, I, you know, this and that.
I don't.
Type of stuff.
I don't think Raphael Warnock went to Harvard. He did go to college, but he didn't go to Harvard. And it's just crazy to me because a lot of people are still following, and all of the things that Herschel Walker has said have been disproven. I don't know. It's just been disproven. Like, it's kind of, it's insane and crazy. And then when you look at Dr. Oz, who's running against the lieutenant governor there in Pennsylvania, who had a stroke, and Dr. Oz is coming out and he's making fun of him, and his staff is, and Dr. Oz claims that he was a cardiologist. So it's kind of crazy that this is what you're doing, because when they asked Dr. Oz, would you talk to your patients that way, and he said no. So why are you doing it now?
It was the like one of the private parties was talking.
It was a staff member that said it. But the point is, he didn't stop the staff member from saying, he didn't come out and say that's bad. That's like he was looking for crudité in Pennsylvania. Like, where's the good crudité? Like, he doesn't identify with any of these people. It is just the fact that you are familiar with him from television and people want to vote for him because they feel like they know him.
That's true, but I mean, would that be any different? Let's say Oprah running for Senate. People just vote because her name Oprah? I mean, it would be the same thing going on TV, so. Because people sometimes vote just to feel like they got a connection where they think they like you. And it seemed like, I mean, you don't gotta be the smartest. I mean, we had presidents that didn't know anything and they didn't destroy the country.
I mean, you're talking about George Bush. Let's just call him by his name. George Bush don't care about black people. Speaking of which, let's talk about Kanye White. Kanye, who he also ran for public office, which I think we probably need to have a conversation with our celebrities anyway. Like, every celebrity doesn't need to run for fucking public office. Like, there's certain things that y'all should just not do. Like, just leave that shit alone. I'm not saying that there aren't people that can, but most of y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about. Y'all don't follow it enough. And then the sad part is that because people are familiar, and that's how Donald Trump won, because people are familiar with you, you automatically become a popular candidate. You automatically do. But Kanye West is in trouble because I feel like every time Kanye got something coming out, he starts with the fuck shit. Like, I've just noticed a pattern, and I said this in the beginning of the show, but I noticed a pattern of Kanye West, and it seems like anytime something comes out, like he has a clothing line about to drop, he does say something really stupid. Even when he said the slavery was a choice, he had something coming out. Like, if it's an album, a church, a school, like, something is about to happen, and then Kanye comes out of the blue after, like I said, him and Elon Musk have their let's fuck up some shit meeting. They get on Twitter and then they start posting shit, and he gets the attention he wants. Then what happens? People buy the shit. This happens every single time. So it started with the White Lives Matter shirt that he came out with in his new clothing line, and a lot of black people were upset about it. He came and he doubled down on it, said that the Black Lives Matter organization was a sham. The Black Lives Matter organization did have some issues within the organization. There wasn't really a lot of infrastructure. There wasn't a lot of things that seemed to be planned out very well. And then they have factions all over the United States, but a lot of those factions aren't necessarily connected to the main one, and it was just a disaster in some cases. But it doesn't mean that the organization wasn't meant to, it shouldn't exist. It doesn't mean that black lives don't matter. So the fact that Kanye West, you can disagree with the organization or the way the organization is being run without completely just jumping off of the railroad tracks. Because Kanye West, with the White Lives Matter shirt, no one ever said white lives didn't matter. No one had to ever say white lives matter. They've always mattered. No one ever said they didn't. But black lives have not always mattered. And that's why I always say it should be an asterisk next to Black Lives Matter. No one said that white lives don't. No one said that anybody's life didn't. The Black Lives Matter movement never said white lives don't matter. They're just saying include us. That's really what it means. It means include us.
So why y'all getting mad because he had White Life Matter on it? Because when you just get mad with anybody had it, like Asian Life Matter, Middle Eastern life matter, Muslim life matter? Would that be?
No, but no one ever said those lives don't matter. That's like, I was watching something and somebody was like, you know, somebody said, save the whales. And it was like, but what about salmon? No one said they didn't matter. I don't remember the comedian that said that, but no one said it. They didn't matter.
So why
they matter. Wrong? The issue is that Kanye West did that intentionally. And he took a picture with Candace Owens because basically what it was a slash at the Black Lives Matter movement. He said it was a scam and it's not supposed to exist. He don't agree with it. And the fact that you're not agreeing with the Black Lives Matter movement, and then he came out and said that, oh well, that cop really wasn't on George Floyd's neck anyway. His knee really wasn't on there. I can prove that his knee really wasn't on his neck, and he had fentanyl, and he like just you see, it's not just him putting that shit on a shirt. It's the fact that he truly believes in that Black lives do not matter. I feel like he believes that shit. Because I don't think Kanye West looks at himself anymore as the same type of Black man. I think he knows that he's Black. But I think that there's a little bit of a disconnect in between those Black people and me. Or I. Is it I? I feel like there's some disconnect there. And it's a dangerous place because a lot of the younger kids follow Kanye. So if Kanye says that, then they start to believe that shit. Whereas Kanye has privilege, they don't. They can't walk around like Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
They can't say the stupid shit like Kanye and get away with it. And so Kanye West just pretty much double, triple down on it. And he got in trouble only because he said he was going to go Death Con 3 on Jewish people. And that's what got him blocked off of social media, because he says the Jewish people are controlling Puffy and they're controlling the world and they're controlling what he can say and do. And it just, and he, so, and that's when Fox News, they were, at first they were just loving Kanye. They did like a 2-hour bid on Kanye, like, we love him, he's amazing and he's genius. Then he said that and then they went, oh well, I don't know. Like, it just was like, who even comes out in support at this point? Anything Kanye say, I'm not getting behind it. Oh, abso-fucking-lutely, he's doing it for sales. Kanye West is a great marketer. I feel like he's great at marketing himself in a way. But I think that one of the things that we're not understanding is that Kanye West does suffer from mental illness. It doesn't excuse his behavior, but at the same time, you do have to understand that you're not dealing with a rational human. He's not rational. Kanye West is irrational most of the time, especially now. And it doesn't seem like he has anybody around him that is actually going to step up and say, hey, tone it down. You know, like, what's going on with you, Kanye? Like, if you, even if you want to have these conversations, just have them in your house. Like, I he got a big house. Scream it in your hallway that looked like a goddamn museum. Just do that. Because it's like, he really doesn't know where he wants to be. Because at first, he, you know, was all pro-Black. Then he went from pro-Black to, then he was religious. Then he was not going to do secular music anymore. And then now he's back doing secular music. And he like, fuck all the religion. And then he's like, I don't know what's going on with Kanye.
He's trying to find himself at 40 plus.
So he's having a midlife crisis is what you're saying?
Could be. Oh, he an entertainment, so I mean, he don't ever get the money and say whatever. So I mean, he might say something else, you know, Black life matter than white life matter, you know what I mean?
I don't know, but he was on Drink Champs and a lot of people were going in on Noriega because Noriega was kind of like walking around asking him the direct questions, which, let's just be honest, if Noriega would have just went at Kanye would have left. And you wouldn't have been able to actually finish the interview. And I'm pretty sure that Noriega wants to keep the relationship with Kanye because Kanye is a more popular, powerful person. As much as I love Noriega, I think Kanye can open doors that Noriega cannot. you can't really ask them the questions because you're too close. So it's like, oh no, that's my friend. I don't want to. So that's why sometimes it's on certain platforms. It's like, I really don't want to see this interview because I know it's not going to be a real interview. It's going to be like this fluff interview. Whereas you want a real interview. You want them to be interviewed by somebody that know what they doing and somebody that's not. That's why I like Wendy Williams when she used to be the old Wendy, because she wasn't. It was disrespectful as fuck, and I don't agree with the disrespectful part, but she was an outsider, so to speak. So she was willing to ask the questions that nobody was willing to ask. And that's why I really, like, kind of fucked with her. But there's also this New Yorker. Would you vote for him? He's a libertarian, and he's running for public office. Let me see if I can find his name really quickly. And one of the things that he did was he put out a porn. He's connected with Pornhub. He put out a 13-minute porno video to show that he is sex positive. He wants to legalize prostitution, and he is literally in the video. Like, this is him. Mike Itkis, he's a veteran, and he's running for Congress, New York District 12. And he actually teamed up with Pornhub. He released the tape of him having sex with a prostitute in the name of a sex positive agenda. And he says that he will legalize prostitution if he is in fact elected. The girl who's in the video is an adult film star. Her name is Nicole Sage. And she confirmed that she did consent to this video and she wasn't using any drugs. And she had been tested for an STD twice. So I'm guessing in this video they did not use protection. And, you know, he's saying that this is his statement. He said, I'm kind of a nerd who doesn't like to be the center of attention if I can avoid it. But I thought the issues I'm trying to address are so important. I wanted to have my issues talked about in some way. If I was just to talk about it, it wouldn't demonstrate my commitment to the issue. And the fact I actually did it was a huge learning experience. And it actually influenced items on my platform. Are you voting for Mike Itkis if you were in New York District 12?
I mean,
I do know he's going to Google it. I do know that he's going to find this video and watch it on Pornhub. I know.
I don't know how to vote for him, but I mean, I think women should have their right. I mean, if they want to do that for a living, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? I can't not what somebody want to do for, I mean, as long as it's safe. Because, I mean, like, why should somebody get locked up for neutral business? You know what I mean? That's just my.
I don't know. Apparently, everybody was looking it up because this popped right up. And Mike Itkis' tape came right up after his name. And it looks like, I don't know if you're actually going to see it, like News Australia kind of put pieces of it, but I don't think they're actually going to show. Of course, they're not going to show the full video on fucking Pornhub. But it's interesting enough that I think a lot of people, and he's a libertarian, so you know that he really don't have a shot in hell to get elected. And now this is international news. Now people are talking about him. Who the fuck knew about New York District 12 until he made this fucking tape? No one. So, I mean, this is a great ploy, I guess. And I know a lot of people, I saw this on Instagram, a lot of people were going in saying, what are the values of Itkis? Like, oh, look at the values of the world. Their values have gone down. Oh my God, the values. Why are you doing that? The values of it. But I think a lot of people's fear about prostitution is that other people are going to get sucked into it. Like, you know, a lot of the people that are going to get, you know, kidnapped and forced into it. But I mean, are people getting forced into it now? Mm-hmm. Prostitution is one of the oldest businesses, industries out. I think as long as you legalize it and you make ways to, you know, testing and
you got to get like things like permits and stuff like that. I think because Nevada's been doing it for years. So that's why I don't think that that's the problem. If you legalize prostitution, I think we have bigger fish to fry. Maybe we can start working on crime instead of worrying about whether or not two consenting adults are having sex with one another. Now, we still do have issues, but I don't know if this not legalizing prostitution. You are really looking for it. You are looking for the video. His name is It Kiss. It and Kiss. But now everybody's looking at him, which he, at first, nobody give a fuck. But now... people do. So in other words, this is a good idea. I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. And I also said a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about, I don't know if it came out or not. I don't know. I'll talk about that in a minute. But speaking of which, since we're on the topic of sex, a company actually launched pussy-flavored chips so millennials can get laid more after tasting it. You will remember your wildest love adventures. Are you eating these? I don't know. I feel like we as a society, because I'm like, why would you want that? Because don't everybody taste different? He's still trying the goddamn video. Still trying to find a video. Please, yeah, it's vagina flavored chips.
You would try, right?
No, like, that sounds absolutely disgusting.
Like trying different food, you wouldn't see what.
You know, I've never on my menu of things to taste. I would love to see what the ingredients are, though. What are the ingredients? What does it say on the back? They're from Lithuania. Like, I don't even know. Where the fuck is that? I know it's somewhere in Europe. You can't buy them now. They're gone. I guess people got mad. You can't buy them now. No, you can. You can. I'm on here. You can totally buy it. It says, according to several past years research data around the world, millennials are having 3 times less sex than their parents in the same age. It is unbelievable that someone is choosing social media instead of live communication, dating, and real sex. So Chaz's team is young, bold, and socially responsible. So we took the disastrous trend very personally. We decided to draw everyone's attention to it, thus contributing to solving the problem. That is how we came up with the idea to create the first in the world pussy flavored chips. It says the chips, here we go, chips with unique taste for the brave and free people. After tasting it, you will remember your wildest love adventures, your first real love, and maybe even lose your oral virginity. A great gift for you, for the one you love, because it initiates a romantic evening or just simply delights your taste buds. A perfect way to test your friend's courage, openness, and sense of humor. P.S. For girls and women, if this is or previous years you were pleased by someone, it is very likely that you have directly contributed to the creation of this taste. I'm looking for the ingredients. So, okay, wait a minute. It's 56% potatoes, rapeseed oil, malt doctrine, salt, onions, garlic, sugar, cream powder, yeast extract. That's shouldn't be in there. Maybe leave that one out. Yeast makes stuff like bread and stuff rise. Natural flavoring. Wait a minute. Pause. What is the natural flavoring? I need to know what the fuck that is.
Got somebody laid right there.
It's not like a pussy plant. Like, what is the natural flavor? Acidity regulator. Man. Sodium
Ace Tate, lemon powder, lemon juice powder, natural flavoring again, parsley, black pepper, natural sour cream flavor, antioxidants or citric acid, and bay leaf. So in other words, this sounds like this is tart.
I would think it'd be something like soft.
Are you watching the sex tape of Mike Itkus?
No, it just pop up. But I wasn't watching. I was just seeing what you were talking about. I wouldn't like go out and look for it. You know what I mean?
It seems like it's salty and sour. And I don't like this natural flavoring because I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is it? And it's saying, like, women, hey, this is, this product series is for our 18 plus adults. What's in the chips?
Guess you don't want to give it to somebody under 18. You say it wasn't made
in,
right?
It's not. It's made in Lithuania. That's why this is not in English. I guess they speak. Is it Lithuanian? I mean, you could buy it. I just could not. I would not, could not on a boat. I would not, could not on a moat. Would you try dick chips? Would you eat a dick chip?
I mean, they got little candies and stuff like that.
No, but that's just a shape of a dick. Would you eat a dick chip? A dick flavored chip?
Me?
Yes, you.
Honestly,
that's why they don't have it, because women aren't eating that shit.
I mean, truthfully,
okay. Would you eat a semen flavored chip?
For the semen on a woman?
Women don't have semen, so no. It was just some men.
Yeah, it was like a cum chip.
I don't know if you've ever had semen, but it's very metallic-y and it's not good. They used to say butter was healthy too, and that should give you cholesterol and heart disease. So stop. I don't know what the fuck you eat, because it has the taste, it has a lot to do with what you eat. So I'm like, hell nah. Try it. You have a full supply. Why don't you just try it? And you tell me what it tastes like. There you go. But no, I'm not doing that shit ever. Okay, he's really has this tape playing of Mike Itkus.
He wasn't playing.
Fucking some random girl in a hotel room. Her name was Nicole Sage, but it doesn't mean that she's not random. Who knows who she is? It's a lot going on. How did we get from politics to here? I'm not sure, but I managed to do that because that's what the fuck that I do. But I feel like politicians have to do shit like that now. I feel like that's what people want. I think people just want nonsense. People want to be entertained. Because come on now. Because all of y'all hate Kamala Harris. You don't like Kamala Harris. I love Kamala Harris. Honestly, I voted for Kamala. She just didn't win. Because I thought she could do the job. Despite what Bill Maher said. He said that she not likable. He don't like her. No. Like, I think Kamala Harris actually can do the job. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris actually have passed quite a few things. People, the Democrats, again, with the fuck shit, don't know how to market it. They don't know how to just be like the Republicans and just come out and just take ownership. Like, Donald Trump was taking credit for shit that he didn't even do. Like, he was just, I did that. Yep, I did that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was nice outside today. I did that. Like, he was just taking credit. Like, Democrats don't do that. They'd be like, it was a team effort, and the Republicans helped out a bit, and, it was bipartisan, and why are y'all doing that? You need to come out, Joe Biden need to be like, I did that shit. I passed that climate change bill. You see all them crabs in Alaska, a billion crabs disappeared. Guess who created a climate bill to help fix that shit? Me. Guess who forgave all them billions of dollars in student loans? Me. Yeah, if they go low, we go high. I think at this point, I'm not saying fuck it, but I'm saying that what you need to do is be arrogant and cocky and conceited like Donald Trump. Come out and be like, fuck that shit. We did this. This is what I did. No other president was able to pass a climate control bill like that. No other president has passed student loan forgiveness like I have. Nobody has did that but me. Who also passed the biggest gun control measure or bill on their watch? Me. Whose Justice Department has been the most active in finding systemic racism in all of these police departments? Mine. Like, he's not coming out saying that shit, though. He's not doing that. And I'm like, Joe, what the fuck is you doing? Like, Joe, tell us something, Joe.
Democrats like born in presence, don't y'all? Like, you know.
We love fucking Clinton. We love Clinton. Clinton wasn't born. He was fucking and everything. Like, we love Clinton.
Clinton too much. I was just a kid. But.
You don't remember Clinton playing that saxophone on Arsenio Hall?
I've seen, but I don't think I remember when I was a kid.
Dustin, you're 6 months younger than me.
Listen, I don't know. I remember that.
Anyway, Clinton wasn't. I don't think Clinton was boring. People like Clinton.
Ain't all the presidents born to be
born? No. George W. Bush was nothing but hilarity every day. He was just stupid in all of the right ways. Okay, he gave us laughs for days on Saturday Night Live with Will Ferrell. It was amazing for what it was. The policy sucked, but he was fucking hilarious. George W. Bush was a Republican. Yes, that's your favorite president ever. And you, yes.
He's actually not my favorite president. I just remember him because that's the time I probably saw already know the mother president. And 9/11 too, so. That kind of made him pretty popular. He's not my favorite president, so we can stop saying that.
Okay, who's your favorite president? Fucking Ronald Reagan?
Actually, I really don't know. I had one yet.
Okay. So, I would say my favorite president has got to be Barack Obama. Yeah. He's black. He was one of the coolest presidents we've ever had. And I feel like when he got in office in 2008, the shit was fucked up. And by the time he left, that shit was on the up and up to the point where Donald Trump just got to take credit for shit that Obama put in place. That's a great ass president. I don't give a fuck. And then I feel like a lot of people say, especially in the environment that I work, a lot of people say that we got a lot of this racist shit because of Trump. Like, Trump made them feel comfortable when they came out and say it. Honestly, I don't think that's where this came from. I think it started with Obama. A lot of those people were angry that you had this black Negro that was educated and he was the top commander in chief inside of the United States of America. It made them feel like, because if they feel that black people are less than, it made them feel even worse that you have this guy that's running our country. Because that is when you started to see the most disrespect amongst other politicians to Obama. They was yelling at him, "You lie!" when he was speaking. They gave him the most. They talked about his wife was ugly and with Michelle Obama. Like, the most amount of disrespect you saw started a lot of that racial talk, called saying that they look monkeys and all this shit. It started then, and I think that's where the grievance started. And I think people just kind of skip over that part. And they're like, "It's Donald Trump." No, 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 no. We wouldn't have. We wouldn't have
Trump if there was no Obama. If Obama didn't exist, there would be no Trump. Period. And I'm not saying there's anything Obama did. Obama didn't do anything to cause necessarily anything wrong. But the fact that you have so many people that had those grievances against black people, that's where it came from. That's where it started. Like, you, let's just call it what it is. This shit didn't start with Trump. Trump is just, he's the symptom to the problem. He didn't cause it. He just knew how to control it as being he's not an actor, but a celebrity and a manipulator. He knew that if I can get all these people riled up, he knew by running his business that anger and competition got him what he wanted. And so he went in, the same guy that hung out with rappers and black people, same guy came in and took all that racist vitriol and anger, used it to his advantage, and won. That's what tyrants do. Tyrants don't cause the problems and the sadness. They come up with a solution and they give you somebody to blame. That's what Trump did. I don't give a damn. If there was no Obama, we would never have Trump. Ever. Because, like, that's like if Hillary would have won, you still would have had Trump because people would have been mad because it was a fucking woman. But if Biden would have won instead of Barack or Hillary, there would be no Trump. If Biden would have got elected back then, there would be no Trump. I'm telling you.
So how you think it's good, bad having Obama?
I think it was great having Barack Obama because it gave people the opportunity to see something we never thought was possible. We needed him. Somebody had to be the first, but every time you come with the first and you break a ceiling, you're going to get cut by glass, and that is exactly what happened. Switch. It just opened up the floodgates. Now the next one, I don't know when it's going to be.
Maybe
Herschel. Maybe it'd be Herschel Walker. Herschel. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Herschel Walker, and he can come out instead of saying he was on the police state. He's in the goddamn military now. Like, he was on military. He was in the fucking Navy SEALs, some shit. That's why we didn't know and we ain't see him because he was a Navy SEAL. Yeah, he's like, I'm not a Navy SEAL. I was a walrus. You know, that's a different kind of group that they had. They the walruses. You ain't know about them Navy walruses, though. They do extra. That's what they do. But yes, it's crazy. We'll see what happens because the midterms are coming up. You voting?
I want to vote for the midterm. I actually never did a midterm.
Westmore?
Wait a minute, that's not the midterm.
It is.
That's the, I mean, yeah.
Don't tell nobody that.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
You're not voting for Dan Cox.
Probably not. But I don't know. I vote for the person who fit my views the best.
It sounds like he's going to vote for Herschel Walker, and he doesn't even live in Georgia. Like, I am concerned because I'm like,
not doing Walker.
Okay. Yeah, he can't vote for him anyway, so don't be concerned because he lives in Maryland. And what's more, he'll be the third black governor, I think, of all time. He'd be the Maryland's first black governor. We had a couple of black lieutenant governors, but never an actual black governor. So he would be the first. His head is shiny. He keeps it very oiled, I will say. He's very oiled. He's moisturized. And he seems to be very educated, even though he doesn't have any background in politics at all. But he was a combat veteran, so I guess that accounts for something. It's better than Dan Cox. That's all I can say. There you go. He's a business owner. Larry Hogan was, in fact, a business owner. Yes. He was okay. I mean, up until the end. And then I think he just went, fuck it. So I think all of that, I'm going to kind of stick kind of with the Democrats.
you know, I feel like he just went, fuck it. Like, I'm not getting reelected. Two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. Like, that's what he said at the end. No, he didn't. It's two tears in a bucket. Motherfuck it.
We don't know, maybe he might and be proud of what you vote for
him. No. And California love, they could figure out who controls the House of the Congress. So we'll see. We got to check out, because that's where all the weak Republican seats are. They are in fucking California. So we'll see, because their people over there still going crazy. Because, you know, the LA City Council lady came out, said all that racist shit about her colleagues and about the people in her district. And they was trying to gerrymander, I guess. No, technically not. But they were trying to figure out ways to cut up the map so that they can win and stay in power and shit, which is crazy. Which the Latin community makes up like 50% of LA. They only hold 4 of the 15 city council seats. So I guess there's some frustration there, but still, this is not how you do it. They was talking about other Latinx folks or Latin folks. It's just not, well, I'm trying not to say that, because most Hispanic people don't like that term. So let me not. But yeah, so the city council president resigned after calling her colleague's son a monkey. He's a black child, calling him a monkey. She resigned finally. The one guy who was the department of, like, the head of the labor department, he resigned as soon as the shit happened. And then there's two of them that's just like, no, we gonna wait this shit out. Like, you're like, what the fuck? I'm getting my check. This shit'll blow over. I know it will. Because it's Kevin DeLeon and Gil Cedillo, I think is his name. I don't know. And they have not resigned. They're canceling city council meetings. They said they're going to cancel them until they resign, which I'm like, that mean y'all ain't getting shit done. I'm like, nigga, y'all going to have to figure out a way, because this ain't it. Like, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this ain't it. We paying y'all. The fuck y'all doing on vacation and shit? No, I'm going to need y'all to come in here. Y'all can let them sit at the kid table or whatever, but I'm going to need y'all to come on to work. Come on now. So, you know, it's funny because it's not funny, but they have an acting city council president right now who's canceling the meetings until they actually resign. One of them lost his reelection bid. That's Cedillo. And so his last day is in December. So that's why I'm figuring he's just saying, like, fuck it. Like, I, you know, only got 2 months left. I'm going to get every check I need to get.
Oh, he lost his race.
Yeah. He lost in June, he got primaried. And so it's like, fuck it. I'm leaving anyway. Like, I'm just going to get every check I can. And if you make me stay home every week, fuck it. Like, I'm getting paid and I'm not doing shit. That's I'm getting my pension. Yeah, it was like, I don't care. You can sit and sleep outside my house. It's only 2 months. And then you have Kevin DeLeon, who actually will not be up until 2024. So he does have some time before he actually is gone.
He might forget about it.
That's what I think he's trying to do. I think he's like, well, if I stay in the house long enough, they fucking forget. Even though Black Lives Matter right now is sleeping outside his house. They're camping outside his house right now until he retires. Or not retires, resigns. Yeah, they have tents outside his house, and they're out there protesting outside of his house until he resigns.
How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I think that you might get your way if you do it long enough, because I think some people, it'll annoy the fuck out of them. But I think that there should be a level of boundaries, because the issue is where does this stop? Because if, let's say, some of the Black Lives Matter people in LA, like, if you, some of these people find out where they live, does that mean that they can also go and camp outside of their house? So then I'm like, well, where does it end? If you have,
like,
they're on the sidewalk.
Like,
the police are out there just making sure that they don't go in his driveway, you know, and go to his house and all of that type of stuff.
So you're not taking a cop that could be on the street controlling
to protect the city council member. That's not the protesters' fault.
It's not the protesters' fault?
No, because they don't have to put a cop out there. If something happened, call the goddamn cops. If it don't, then don't. But anyways. Yeah, that's been another episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. But we will be back again. Well, I will be back again next week.
Sunday.
Yeah, back again. No, this airs on Monday. It's supposed to air on Monday, but I don't know. This one actually might drop on Tuesday. But I'm gonna try to get it out on Monday. I'm gonna try real hard to get this shit out on Monday. But we'll see what happens with that. But this has been another episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. I gotta watch the House of Dragons because some fuck shit been going on. It's been some fuck shit. And I've been watching that. So the Serpent Queen. God, I think I'm caught up on the Serpent Queen unless it comes on. I don't know when the Serpent Queen comes on, actually. I probably gotta Google that. But I've been watching the Serpent Queen in the House of Dragons when I can catch up.
This crazy week of football.
And the crazy week of football, which I said that it was racism for Lamar Jackson. I still believe that, but now it's looking kinda not good for him.
And Tom Brady.
It's not looking good for them, but
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, are we going to continue to keep going?
In the 49ers.
Okay, in the whole 49ers team.
It's bad.
It's just been a bad week for a lot of folks. Hopefully, the Ravens, I only give a fuck about the Ravens. They can turn it around, but right now, it's not looking good for the season. I don't think we're going to do too much this year. The defense kind of just like give up the fourth quarter of every game. It's just like, yeah. I'm tired.
Dance on the dirt on the NFL.
He got dirt on the NFL?
On the owners.
Who don't?
But he had a private investigation.
Who doesn't have dirt on the owners of the NFL? Like, come on now.
But they want to get him in trouble because, you know, I guess each owner put some money like into like the NFL like charity, and he wasn't putting money in the charity, so they were trying like force him out, like force him to sell his team. So now he said he hired a private investigation and he got dirt on owners. So I guess if they try to force him to sell his team, he going telling all the owners what they doing. So I don't know, kind of curious.
I don't know. I mean, who doesn't? Everybody knows the NFL is a bunch of fuck shit in the top office. Everybody know that. Like, I don't know if it would really shock, unless somebody is doing a Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that. I don't know if it would really shock people enough to not watch football. I don't know. I really don't think there would be anything that would make a difference. Honestly, I don't. So I feel like this isn't a level of desperation for him. With all the fuck shit that Dan Snyder has done inside of the command, I would say the Commanders, but we call them the Commodores, whatever the fuck you want to call them. I don't know. They should have just kept the shit as the Washington football team, if I'm just being honest. Just keep it, because this that shit is dumb. Like, it looked like a high school team. Like, it's just, it's not giving. It's just not giving what I needed to give to be a professional team. But nonetheless.
How you think the owners play? I couldn't be around with somebody that they holler people to look.
How do we even know it's true?
He said it.
Just because he's...
And he got billions of dollars.
Just because he says it doesn't mean that it's true. You could be just telling somebody that to play their cards.
You don't think he hired somebody?
Don't think that.
He didn't have something on the commission. He said he got dirt on the commission.
Of course. Like, why would you not claim that you have dirt on the people the highest up? That's where you can. It's blackmail. He's blackmailing. You can't do that.
The rest of the owners probably don't even want to talk to them.
But you can't blackmail people. That's not. You can't do that.
You don't want to lose your
regardless, you can't do that. So if they really feel like he out here doing the fuck shit, all the shit that the Washington Commanders have gone through.
I mean, if he do, I mean, somebody won't bother.
Sexual harassment, racism, like, it's a lot of shit that's just went in their organization alone.
If he do lose his team, somebody won't go partner up with me, be a part owner. Definitely trying to join. Just need a couple of buildings, you know what I mean? It's about the Washington football team.
They're the Commanders.
Well, Washington.
Anyway, in the level of fantasy land, I'm gonna go so I can go dream, have a dream too, because that's what he's doing. He's definitely dreaming right now, because he's never going to buy the Washington football team ever in life. But again, make sure you follow on all major social media, at least Winnie. You can also find us at The Maps Media on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter. And make sure you go to our website. If you don't feel like trying to figure out how to spell that shit, just go to millennialswithaz.us, www.millennialswithaz.us, and you can just click on the links at the bottom of the homepage. You're welcome. All right, we'll be back again. We made, and I didn't even come up with a new episode in the past 3 weeks. We made the top 200 in the U.S. and I haven't even been doing anything. Like, I don't know. But nonetheless, all right, peace. Thank you, peace.